Welcome to Biz Rocket Radio with Stone Payton and John Baker. John Baker is a certified financial planner with a Master's of Science in Personal Financial Planning. Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards, Inc. owns the certification mark CFP, Certified Financial Planner, TM and CFP, and in the U.S., which it awards to individuals who successfully complete the CFP Board's initial and ongoing certification requirements. John Baker offers financial planning and securities through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC, located at 1050 Crown Point Parkway, Suite 1675, Atlanta, Georgia, 30338. This program is for information purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation of or offer to buy or offer to sell securities or investment advisory services. Information in this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources which are believed to be reliable. We do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. When considering any registered security products, seek a prospectus carefully before you invest. Make sure you consult your financial professional regarding any specific situation. And now, get ready for Biz Rocket Radio. Here's Stone Payton and John Baker.
Welcome to Biz Rocket Radio. This is John Baker, and we are here once again on a Wednesday in Atlanta. Biz Rocket is a show that gives us a chance to chat with executives and business owners in the Atlanta area and learn from some of their experiences, challenges that they've had, some of the successes, and talk a little bit about what they are doing now. We've got two executives with us today, actually co-business owners of ExecuThink, and that's Mark Yaffe and Dr. Avner Stern. And I want to welcome both of you guys to the show.
Thanks, John.
Thank you very much, John.
And we've got Dr. Stern is via satellite here on the radio Radio X. He's in Kansas City, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. And maybe Dr. Stern, we can start a little bit with your background. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about where you came from and how you got to where you are now.
Sure. Well, I'm a clinical psychologist in a private practice here in Kansas City, and I specialize in evaluating children and adults with attentional deficit and learning disabilities, and have consulted in human resources for a number of years, particularly helping executives deal with stress and helping them to kind of withstand the rigors of the work world. And over time, I have become much more involved in the whole area of cognitive training, which led me first to begin helping kids and adolescents with learning challenges to help improve their cognitive abilities, and then slowly but surely led me into working with executives and CEOs, and that's where I partnered with Mark Yaffe.
So a transition from working with hyperactive kids to working with hyperactive adults.
Right.
That's yes. Right.
Well, the one of the main issues that I would deal with executives is what I call executive ADD, where they would come in thinking that they have attention deficit, when in fact what they were really dealing with was work-related stress that affected their abilities to remember things and their abilities to focus. So it was a kind of a natural tie-in, them thinking they have this disorder, when in fact what they did have was a stressed brain, basically.
Huh. So and Mark, I'm going to get to you in a second, but I've got a question on this. You hear a lot about ADHD in kids. Uh-huh. Today, and certainly when I was growing up, you heard about it, maybe not as much, but now you're even hearing about, hey, gosh, you know what? I think I had ADHD. I just didn't know it. Nobody diagnosed me. And
right. Man,
I wish I had some of the drugs they have now. And should I be taking them? Should I be taking them now? Do you run across a lot of executives that really are ADHD? And if so, is there something they should be doing about it?
Yeah. Most executives who think they have attention deficit really don't. Mm. we need to keep in mind attention deficit as a disorder. And as a disorder, it really does affect how people function in school and how they function in the work world. So unless you're very exceptional, you're going to have some difficulties rising to a level of being an executive or a CEO. Hmm. That occurs, but it's very rare. Again, most of the time they have pseudo attention deficit, we found that medication really is not the answer for them in those kinds of situations.
Good stuff. Well, Mark, a little bit of background on you. How'd you get to where you are now?
Came from a very different place.
Yeah,
obviously, 20 years in technology marketing. I'd worked with AT&T and Lucent, and worked in a variety of different places, Canada, California, most recently Georgia. And my most recent work before ExecuThink was working with a company out of Toronto, so commuting back and forth on a weekly basis.
Fun.
Yeah, definitely a learning experience. And after I left, I really had an opportunity to do a little bit of soul searching. And I was really looking for something a little bit more compelling than the next cloud-based application, widget to put on a phone. And I had connected with this really exceptional executive coach out of Connecticut. Her name is Kathy McAfee, that teaches people how to network effectively. And it really had me cast my net a lot wider. And I read some of her books, saw some of her online presentations, worked with her directly. And it caused me to really rethink what my next career steps would be. Incidentally, she might be a really good
guest
for your show.
Wrote her name down.
I'll also put her name up on my Facebook afterwards. And when I had done that, I wound up connecting with Dr. Stern and just immediately being impressed about the whole field that he was working in, but specifically this cognitive training area, because there was this unmet need where there's people that are over 50 in general are down about 20% on their cognitive strength. It's just the human condition. Our cognition declines over time. And yet most people just kind of joke around about it one-on-one with some friends, or maybe their spouse jokes about how they're forgetting things.
Right.
But there really hasn't been an outlet. Well, the work that Dr. Stern had been doing wound up being highly applicable just to people that are feeling these experiences with aging. And I come from a background of working with professionals and businesses. So it was a really amazing fusion of both his skills in deploying this and my working with professionals and businesses. So it wound up really being a pretty tremendous match. So we launched our business May of 2010.
There you go. So tell us a little bit about ExecuThink. What do you guys do, and what's the whole process?
Let me feel that. ExecuThink really is a cognitive training program for executives. What it does is it is a software-based person does that at home or in their office for several weeks, and they are a series of exercises that they go through to help them improve their concentration, their ability to focus, to really strengthen their cognitive abilities. Along with that, we provide them with coaching where we are in contact with them on a very regular basis to make sure they are doing it correctly, to provide some support, to provide suggestions so that they are able to complete the program successfully. So that's the essence of the program. Prior to the program, we have them go through a series of evaluations and cognitive tests. So that we can get a baseline measure of how they're functioning. And then we measure that again after the training. And then we measure it again 1 year after the training. So we're really trying to approach this as scientifically as we can, and to show how they have improved in their various cognitive abilities, particularly working memory and concentration. I would say this: the main focus of the training is to help an executive to be able to focus and concentrate better. And with that, when they're able to do that, we help them to be able to reason much more quickly through complex situations and problems. And we help them to be able to handle distractions and stress a lot better than they were able to before the training.
Hmm. And when you look at these tests, Dr. Stern, what are they telling you?
I'm sorry, say that again.
When you're looking at these tests, you're testing the clients kind of before they start in the process,
right?
When they're done with it, and then kind of a year later, what are these tests telling you? I mean, you've been doing it for a couple of years now, it looks like.
Yeah.
What are the tests saying?
What the tests are saying let me just very briefly mention the two different types of tests that we give them. We give them a series of actual cognitive tests, looking at their concentration, their memory, their ability to plan and organize, and then we also ask them. We ask their opinion in terms of how they're rating themselves. So we do it in two different ways. What the tests are really showing is that they are improving. I'd say anywhere between 20 and 24% in terms of their ability to focus and concentrate. So we're really seeing some significant improvements, some significant changes in the scores. I would say this: before we launched this, we spent a long time trying to get baseline data to see if this was going to help CEOs, because there had been very few studies on that, and of course once we launched our own study and found that it made a difference, we were very excited about this and started sharing this with other executives who have been very, very positive about the results and how it's affected them.
I want to share a couple of high-level performance metrics that we really focus on. So the first one is, Dr. Stern had talked about a 20 to 23% improvement in cognitive strength. That's about what you lose over to 2 to 3 decades worth of decline. Hmm. And that decline kicks in somewhere around in your mid-20s. So if you think back and you try and remember how sharp or how mentally with it you were about 2 to 3 decades ago, that's about how much we reverse in terms of
that would have been about
decline.
College for me. So I don't know that that's a good example.
If we found points in your college
that were
sharper than others.
There you go.
The other thing about it is in those subjective ones where we sample people and we say, well, how are you feeling? People report 25% less frequency and less intensity of mental issues. So whether it's they had a forgetful moment, they couldn't remember their presentation, they choked in a meeting. So the percentage of time that they actually find that they have those issues and the frequency and the intensity is, again, down by about equally 25% after we do our training. We typically, we're pretty proud that 92% of the people that we wind up training wind up being testimonials. That's the type of level of success we're getting.
So sounds like the results are there. Sounds like you got some testimonials. How hard is this? I mean, how many hours a day do you have to put into this? How difficult is it to do?
Sure. We have the executive train 4 or 5 times a week. Each training period is about 30 minutes or so. And that lasts about 5 weeks. So they have actually 25 to 30 training sessions. And that's the intensive training part of the whole program.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, we have them go on a maintenance training program, which is shorter in duration, takes them 15, 20, 25 minutes, and that's only twice a week. And that's we have found that with adults that helps to improve their cognitive skills even more, and they find it very helpful. And really, it is a way for them to make sure that there continues to be improvement without any kind of cognitive slippage. So that's the basis of the program: 25 to 30 sessions, 4 or 5 times a week for about 30 minutes.
We hear pretty consistently from our clients that when they do it, they say a couple things. One, they're surprised by how tough it is, because we go through mentally tough situations day to day, but this is a very specifically intense focused training on a specific cognitive part. Our clients will typically tell us this actually isn't fun. It's very challenging, and they'll feel like they've gone to a gym, but they'll also say that they see the results. So it's very intense, a lot less fun. And that's why where the coaching comes into it, because inevitably you get to these points where people start to have friction. They start to plateau. Yeah. They're not gaining. They're either having sleeping or eating issues that are limiting their gains. And that's where Dr. Stern comes in to help them push through.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds almost like a workout. I mean, you know, three to four times a week, half hour. It's like, I need to go run 3 miles, 4 to 5 times a week, and people do that all the time.
That's right.
But it is hard to stick with that, you know.
Right.
It's actually much harder to start, I've found. Do you find, Dr. Stern, that it's that you have people have a more a difficulty, like in a, and I'm just trying to make a parallel, when you're working out,
right.
You know, you get 2-3 months into it, and it's like a drug. You've got to go get your workout in to feel good. Do people get to that point, and is it harder when they start?
Yeah, very good. That's a very good question. We do in fact have quite a few of our executives who really look forward to the maintenance part. They almost they find that it spurs them on. It gives them energy. So they want to continue doing it. But in the initially it is difficult, particularly taking for executives taking 30 minutes out of their schedule. Sometimes is very difficult, so we have to help them find the time to do that, and it is a little difficult. They're not used to it, but as they get going, they find it difficult but challenging. It's a really nice parallel between this and exercise, and physical exercise, and really really do call it cognitive exercise, which is what it is.
Well, it sounds like this would be used by almost anybody. I mean, not just executives. Obviously, you guys have worked out a niche, and it sounds like a good one. But is this something that you're considering expanding to a broader scope of people?
So we'll work with our clients. It's like any other type of market. Professionals have a very particular and unique set of needs. So do businesses when they deploy them. And so we can talk about how we actually address them. Prior to our work, these programs were typically deployed in hospitals and psychology clinics. And so for the busy professional, 50-plus, who wants to do something about their cognition, that they're not going
they're
to
not
go.
They're not going to do that, yeah.
They're not
certainly going to check themselves into a, you know, a hospital.
Exactly. Right? There's the stigma associated with it, and they're just not going to spend that time. So we basically reoriented the whole program to bring it to them.
Mm-hmm.
But then after we work with them, very often they'll say, well, I have an 80-year-old father.
Exactly.
Or
yeah.
I have a kid. So we do, though it's not our primary focus, this is highly applicable. I mean, you
same kind of exercises? Or is it change?
If they're for kids, we have a version that is more, it's got a cool robot that moves around. It's more kid-oriented.
Yeah.
But essentially, anybody that goes through this program will get an increase in their cognition, whether they have a concern right now or not. It will increase their capacity.
Now, Dr. Stern, and this again goes a little bit away from the topic, but right down the similar fairway is with kids, and obviously you're working with kids and doing this. It sounds like you're trying to avoid the quicker fix of here's some Ritalin or some Vertex, and you know you can now go ahead and be okay to exercises. Are you taking these kids through the similar kinds of exercises in your practice?
Yes, yes, I am, we don't certainly in our. I have a number of kids who I trained who are on medication. What we find is that there are many parents who prefer not to have medication for one reason or another, and the exercises that we have them go through really do help to decrease their symptoms of attention deficit and help them to learn better. We've had kids who have done better on the SAT and the ACT college board exams because they're able to think more clearly and to be able to be more focused. So this is often used with kids with attentional deficits, learning problems, and in many cases they're able to either reduce the amount of medication they take or even get off of the medication.
An important distinction. I know Dr. Stern can go into more detail about this, but medicine actually doesn't fix anything. Medicine masks issues, whereas what we're doing actually improves the underlying situation, their strength. So whereas, and Dr. Stern, you can talk about this more, man's mask, this is actually fundamentally at a neurological level, biochemical level, changing the structure of your brain.
Yeah.
So it's actually a more permanent lasting approach.
And it is, it's something that you need to continue to do forever, kind of like working out, or is it something that once you've done it, you kind of rewired things and they're just healthier right out of the gates?
Yeah. Very good question. That speaks to the notion of what's called brain plasticity. Mm. With the exercises, what we see is that there are certain structures in the brain that are able to be changed because of the exercises, and that in effect, that in turn changes, increases the ability to focus and pay attention and concentrate. For many people, the changes are permanent.
Really?
Yeah, they're permanent. For some people, certainly they need to continue to do some kind of training to help maintain their sharpness. And we find that particularly with people who are older. Who are in an aged cognitive decline due to age. So the exercises helps to sort of buttress that to reduce the intensity of that decline and helps to normalize their cognitive functioning better than it would be if they didn't have the exercises.
Now, I'm going to digress just a second, kind of back to some backgrounds. Dr. Stern, I can certainly see where this is right in your alleyway. But, Mark, how in the world did you get from, you know, corporate America and Lucent Technologies and to this?
I'm speaking to the same customers.
Yeah.
I'm speaking to the same people I spoke with before. I'm speaking to the same purchasing departments, supply managers within the businesses. And for about 20 years, I've been relating to them, understanding how do you work with businesses? What kind of metrics do they need to see? How do you compel people within organizations to work with your technology? So I don't mean to soften the big transition, because this is very much healthcare versus IT, but I'm speaking to the same people I have been with 20 years ago, being able to relate to them, talk to their language, and understand when we deploy something to them, what is it they need to see and experience for them to get maximum benefit. And so I'm that half, understanding the customers and their needs. And then Dr. Stern has, you know, all the awareness about how do we actually make this stuff work. So we basically partner in that way.
And what type of listeners are out there going, you know what, that's kind of interesting. Who really fits into this mold the best? Who's somebody who says, I really need to reach out and talk to you guys about this? Yeah.
Typically somebody 50 years old plus, that is aware that they've lost a step or two, and they're in a situation where they really need to use their heads, both in personal and business settings. And, you know, they're looking over their shoulder, they're sitting around a table, and they're realizing they're in meetings, and they really need to be sharp and on the spot. Or maybe they've had a moment here or there where they're just not producing as well as they used to. And this is similar to, again, what would push somebody to exercise. They're just not where they need to be, and they want to take the steps to be at the top of their game. Now, 50 years old isn't a magic number. People
Sure.
decline at different rates. Some people will be in their 40s. Some people will be later. But everybody rides this decline curve, and you can take action to reverse it.
Dr. Stern, are there things that people can do, kind of, if they can't do a program like this, are there things that they can do on a daily basis to kind of exercise their brain?
Sure. Well, let me... We talk to executives about the four foundations for brain health, for cognitive health, and let me talk a little bit about them. So the four foundations are physical exercise, a balanced diet, stress management, and then the brain exercises that we've talked about. Those are the four key elements that we're finding that helps brain health, and it helps build up a cognitive reserve so that when a person does get old, and that their brains are going to be in much better shape than if they weren't they weren't doing exercise and they weren't eating properly and they weren't reducing stress. So those are very important. The more exercise we have, the better we're able to increase our oxygen intake and increase mental sharpness. In terms of a balanced diet, I think it's very important to eat, to follow a Mediterranean diet, eating breakfast, taking omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. All that can be very helpful in both cognitive functioning and reducing reducing stress. The third is stress management. We know that stress damages memory and executive functioning. We want to help executives learn to manage the stress through exercise, through relaxation, through social networking. Basically, the more friends people have, the less stress they feel. Stress management is very important. And finally, brain exercises, as an example, the kind of work we do. We know that research has shown that doing an occasional crossword puzzle isn't going to help. The three good principles for brain exercises are that they should involve novelty, variety, and constant challenge. So activities that do that can be very helpful. And of course, neuroscientists now are strongly recommending these computer-based exercises because they do provide a variety of new activities all the time, and they're always tailored with a proper increasing level of challenge to the individual. So those are the four pillars or foundations for cognitive health that we try to get our executives to pay attention to.
You know, you hear a lot about stress and the damage that it does.
Yeah.
But one of the things that it seems like stress is kind of a gradual, invisible kind of killer to the person who's going through it, because you don't really feel like you're under stress. But
right.
All of a sudden something happens and you're like, wow, boy, I was really stressed out.
Yeah.
How can you go back and say, you know what, maybe I am a little bit stressed out. What are some of the signs that people need to look out for?
Great. I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm coming out with a paper, a white paper on this whole topic of executive ADD and stress and brain fitness in about a month, which people will be able to read on our website, executivethink.com. The executive will come in, often dragged by their spouse.
Right.
And the spouse will say that my husband isn't listening to me, he's easily distracted, he's putting off doing chores, he's not sleeping well, he's more hurried, more impatient, The executive will also say he's beginning to have concerns about underachieving at work. So these are some of the signs that we often hear from executives, which spur them on to get some help.
And on the stress side, the types of exercises that you're doing in the ExecuThink process, is it helping that as well?
Yeah, what is often happening is that they're undergoing stress because they're overwhelmed. They are their brains are functioning beyond capacity, and particularly their working memory capacity has been reached, and they're becoming more forgetful because they're being bombarded and blitzed with so many distractions and so many things they have to be doing that they can't deal with all the input. So the cognitive program that we do actually increases the ability to handle all that input. And that in turn reduces the amount of stress that an executive will experience. Now, not that alone, but certainly what we do is a core part of the stress reduction process. We also tell them to, you know, do some other things like take a vacation once a year and take a little bit of time off. But the kind of the training that we do really does help them to increase their ability to handle all the various inputs and things that they have to juggle. So they're able to maintain their focus and concentration a lot better.
A couple of interesting anecdotes along those lines. We hear pretty frequently that after people perform training, they're far better at performing presentations. Actually, we've had a couple of people that do presentations basically as part of their living that have told us that for the first times in their career, they can actually do their presentations without notes. And so what they find themselves able to do is literally get away from the podium and walk around the stage. And so for them, they wind up having this much higher level of self-confidence, far better empathy with the audience, and their stress levels drop as a result. We also have people that say that when they're in meetings, you know, when you're in a meeting, it may be a negotiation, you're pushing and pulling between different people, you're trying to remember, what did I say to these people on the phone?
Yep.
I was trying to remember these items. Lots of people are presenting different items and you're trying to juggle all these items at the same time. Well, when you're done with our training, you're able to juggle 8 mental balls instead of 6. Mm-hmm. And what we hear from the people is that they're far more on top of their game. They're remembering more items. They're able to articulate what people are saying around the table better. And because of that, their stress levels are also reducing because they're just being more effective in what otherwise can be stressful situations.
So maybe in your past life, it's increasing hard drive and memory, and that you can be a lot more efficient with what you're doing.
We do presentations in front of associations. We have one slide that's exactly the analogy with a computer. Because when most people go through training, it's about acquiring new knowledge. That's like getting or buying new applications.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do is provide basically an upgrade to your CPU and RAM. So whatever applications you're trying to run, we'll run them faster and make them more effective.
Great stuff. And certainly something that's not out there very much. How have you found reception with people that you've talked to?
So in terms of what's out there, if you go onto the internet and Google for brain training, there's a lot of stuff that's out there.
Yeah.
The segment of the population that's 50 and over is large, and it's growing. Everybody wants to stay vital. But most of the stuff that's out there are basically games. And so there's a strong need. People know that they want to do stuff. But when they look out there, most of the stuff that's out there is stuff that's a lot of fun. In terms of what we do, it's all science-based. So we've got a couple of dozen research papers that support what we do. And so the need is out there. There are a lot of games that are out there. But in terms of actually producing a program with coaching that actually delivers solid results, there really aren't that many that are out there.
So if somebody who's listening to the show and said, hey, this is something that I want to get started with, what would be the process that they would go through? What would be the first step that they'd kind of get involved with?
They'd connect with us. We'd speak with them for a little bit and just size up what their particular situation is. If they were typically a younger and perhaps, I don't know, in their 20s or 30s and just looking to dabble, I think we'd probably just, you know, level set with them about what they would experience. But if they really fall within our sweet spot, we would put them through a series of cognitive tests to kind of baseline where they're at, and then we would run them through the program.
And it looks like from some of the references that you have, people are all over the country. I guess it doesn't need to be somebody who's in Atlanta or in Kansas City.
Right. We've trained people in Europe. We have clients in Australia. They're really. At this point, we're not really bounded by a particular place because, we've created a model where you don't have to come to a particular office to do it. It's by phone and by computer.
Right. Great stuff. Dr. Stern, anything else to add?
Boy, Mark has done a very nice job doing that. I should say that Mark is a very fast student and has learned an awful lot about the whole area of cognitive fitness and cognitive psychology. So he's... that reason alone, we're a great team. I guess I try to frame it to people when we talk to them. I talk to them about the fact that the training does a couple of things. It helps improve. It helps improve focus and working memory in executives, and it helps to improve reduce age-related decline, and also helps to prevent it helps to prevent significant cognitive decline coming quickly. That there have been studies that actually have shown that in seniors when they are going through cognitive training programs, they acquire Alzheimer's. They're less likely to forestall the impact of the Alzheimer's for quite a while. Of course, not forever, and it's not used to. This is not used to prevent Alzheimer's, but it really does help to slow down the Alzheimer's disease. Well, so it used to improve cognitive functioning and also to prevent the slide that is so that we see so often in seniors.
There's a comment I'll often tell to professionals and to businesses, and that's that if there was a business, if there was an owner, and he saw that his business was down 20% over a few years ago, the last thing that he would do is ignore it. He wouldn't just say, 20%, whatever. I'm going to cut my factory and my workers and not do anything about it. They'd figure out what was going on, and they would build an action plan to resolve it. But so often when it comes to our brain, we feel the softening, we feel the weakening, and we kind of joke about
it. You can't do anything about it, right?
Exactly. So the average person jokes about it and with their friends but doesn't do anything. So the key message, you know, we take to professionals and businesses is that you need to take the same approach to your brain as you do with your business. That your brain, by the time it's 50, is down about 20% from its capacity, and there are very specific things you can do, and it's your responsibility, and you have the power to take those actions, whether it's any one of those four pillars that Dr. Stern had mentioned before, whether it's better exercise, better sleeping, stress management, or specific exercises. It's totally in your power to increase your capacity, and you need to do something. You need to build a plan to address it.
Good stuff. Well, we're going to wrap up with the last question that we have for you guys, and I'll let Mark start with this one. With leaving our listeners with a pearl of wisdom, what would you tell our listeners as a pearl of wisdom?
I may have jumped ahead. It really is that it's a matter of you actually do not have to sit back and feel softer or weaker. There are specific things that you can do. They can be as inexpensive as walking 3 or 4 times a week. They've shown through research that exercise is powerful. But whatever you do, build a plan, because you can do simple things today that can 100% improve your cognition. So basically, take action.
Great. Dr. Stern?
Along with that is again, taking control of the situation, and that we can be much more proactive than and that we're not so much the victims of the downward slide in age. We can do some things that can be helpful to us. I do want to mention that if folks are interested in learning more about us, we can be found at executhink.com, which is our website, and you can also contact us through that website as well.
And is there a phone number to reach you guys?
Actually, we've got a contact us form on the web. If you put that in there, we immediately respond.
We'll okay, get right so back getting to through the web is the best way to it get is, in contact.
Definitely.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time. We thank you guys for coming out and Dr. Stern picking up the phone and taking a minute out of your practice. Great stuff. Really interesting.
I've enjoyed meeting with you, and thanks for having us.
Our pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
To our listeners, we appreciate your time. And until next week, be safe.
John Baker is a certified financial planner with a Master's of Science in Personal Financial Planning. Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards, Inc. owns the certification mark CFP, Certified Financial Planner, TM and CFP, and in the U.S., which it awards to individuals who successfully complete the CFP Board's initial and ongoing certification requirements. John Baker offers financial planning and securities through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC, located at 1050 Crown Point Parkway, Suite 1675, Atlanta, Georgia, 30338. This program is for information purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation of or offer to buy or offer to sell securities or investment advisory services. Information in this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources which are believed to be reliable. We do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. When considering any registered security products, seek a prospectus carefully before you invest. Make sure you consult your financial professional regarding any specific situation.